This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega in for Joanne Allen. Colorado State University officials say tuition and fee refunds will not be offered. That's in response to a call from students and parents frustrated with limited access to campus and online learning. Student Emily Layton says that decision is unfair because students no longer have access to on-campus facilities like libraries.
We're not asking for full tuition refunds. We're asking for a refund in order to pay us back for the fees that we're no longer able to access.
Layton got 5,500 signatures on an online petition seeking refunds for fees students pay to access facilities like recreation centers. In a letter to CSU on Monday, campus provost Rick Miranda said refunds will not be offered on tuition and fees. Colorado lawmakers are extending their legislative break until Thursday to help slow the spread of COVID-19. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Originally, the bipartisan plan from legislative leaders was for a majority of lawmakers to sign a letter to suspend the session through April 13th. But some lawmakers questioned whether they could adjourn without taking a formal vote. The legislature has also asked the Colorado Supreme Court to decide how much time lawmakers would have to finish their work whenever they do return to the Capitol. The legislature hopes to have an answer to that question before they decide how long of a break to take. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
It's 56 in Colorado Springs. You're listening to CPR News.